Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. This is Independence Day music you're getting today. And it's the 4th of July in America. Happy Independence Day, Americans. I hope you're celebrating. I hope you're recognizing the day, not just a day to be off work and to barbecue, but to commemorate the sacrifice that went into to founding this country and that went into preserving it for us and those who are still standing a post and serving themselves to do that very thing, just to preserve and maintain our freedom and our liberties. Let's think about those people during the day. We're having a great visit with our favorite Frenchman, Guy Sermon. I said he was in Paris, but he's actually in Normandy, northwest England. We all know about Normandy because of the great battle during World War II. Guy is the author of Economics Does Not Lie. He's a contributing editor to the City Journal. He's a French public intellectual and economist. Guy, thanks again for hanging out with us. On this 4th of July, and you, in the previous segment, you gave us a perspective of America's independence from a French perspective. But I want you to talk to us about, you've been serializing a book on philanthropy that you're going to talk to us a little bit about today. The book's going to be published later this year. We're going to launch it on the show. One of the things that's been interesting to me is to compare the way different people around the world can think about philanthropy, individual philanthropy versus corporate philanthropy, meaning the government. America has a unique attitude toward helping others, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, America is absolutely unique. You know, the non-profit sector in America represents 10% of the economy, 10% of the jobs, so it's very big. And it's only in America. And what does it mean? It means that Americans basically, they know that they have to give back to the society. They are basically generous. And not only they give money, they give their time, you know. So as a French observer, I've seen something in America that I've never seen anywhere else. You know, people giving their time. 90% of the Americans give time to a nonprofit cause.
Volunteer.
This is absolutely remarkable.
Yeah. Volunteerism in America is a significant part of what makes this country work.
Yeah, and not only it makes the country work, because, you know, volunteers repair the society where the government isn't very good, and, you know, fighting against poverty, against discrimination, and non-profit activities are much better. They can try new things. And if they fail, they stop, and they innovate, the government cannot do that.
So how does this compare to say, European?
It just doesn't compare, because we don't have philanthropy anymore. We had, but because of the influence of socialist ideology in Europe, philanthropy has been killed by government, basically.
You know, back when I realized how much of a difference there was between the way Europeans and Americans feel about giving, was when the South Asia tidal wave and tsunami happened. America was getting a bad rap because the country wasn't giving as much money as other countries were. But what was being left out was that when you combine what Americans were giving to those people with the United States government's money, we blew everybody else out of the water. They were leaving out something that wasn't happening in Europe. American individuals were giving money.
Absolutely. In the, also in Haiti, after the earthquake, the American gave billions, individual donors.
Not America, but Americans.
Americans, yes. Of course. But now we need not to be too naive. You know, some foundations are good and some are not good.
Right.
People give, but you must be very careful to whom you give and to what institution. Some institutions are really not very good. You have a bit of everything, you know.
But you like know, today, Guy, you can find out what those companies are, those groups are. And I wish I knew the website. My wife knows it. She uses it. When we donate money every year, we have several groups that we give money to. She goes to this website, and I wish I knew which one it was.
Probably it is Charity Navigator.
Probably so. I don't know. But what they do is they do the due diligence on charities, and they tell you how, for one thing, they tell you how much of the money you give is going to administration.
Yes, and this is Charity Navigator. So I do invite the American people.
So would that be .com or .org?
.org.
Okay, Charity Navigator. .org. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So, folks, if you're going to give money to any of the things you see on television, go check it out, because if they're taking a dollar from you and spending 50 cents on it of that dollar on administration, that's too much.
Yes.
In my opinion, it shouldn't be more than 20 to 25% and really closer to 10, 15%. What do you think?
Yes, Jim, but you know, I'm even more impressed by the Americans who give their time, because some people,
yes,
they don't have the money, but they
right.
give their time, and this is very impressive, and this makes a free country, you know, people giving their time to the cause of their choice.
And many corporations, many businesses, including small businesses, encourage their employees to, in fact, if they'll volunteer their time, the company will pay them to be off from work to go do that work.
Right.
Do that volunteerism.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Guy, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me today. The book is called Economics Does Not Lie. Cityjournal.com, they can find all your writing there, right?
Yes. And once again, happy 4th.
And the book is coming out. What's the title of the book?
The American Heart.
The American Heart, and that's all on our approach to philosophy, and philanthropy, and that's coming
yes.
out at the end of the year, right?
Right.
Thank you, Guy, for being here.
All the best, Jim.
Bonjour. See you later. Ciao. Guy Sermon, ladies and gentlemen, our favorite Frenchman. He'll be back another day. I'll be back with some words from me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.